Why she didn't go to? Okay.
I can't find Danny.
Oh, we have Danny book. Did you put it away from the other day?
I don't remember. Oh, here's Danny. Mom, where are
the Kiki? I'll do both, but let's do Danny book first and then Kiki.
Kiki
knows
me. But I gotta find Kiki.
You gonna look for Kiki?
I saw her, now I can't find her.
Oliver.
Name Danny.
Well, how do I know his name wasn't Oliver?
Because it said Danny.
Oh. One day, Danny's mother had a birthday. What's a birthday?
It's a party.
It's a party, but what does a birthday mean?
If somebody turns, like, four, I'm gonna turn, Candy's.
You're gonna turn to be five. And what does it mean though? I still don't understand what it means.
Well, you'll see.
I'll see when it happens?
Yeah.
Birthday means that's the day you got born.
No.
Yes, that's the celebration of the day you got born.
Really?
Really? And when you're 1 year old, it means 1 year before that day you got born. Daddy said to himself, what shall I give my mother for her birthday? Okay. So Danny started out to see what he could find. He walked along and he met a cat.
A hen.
Well, how do I know it's not a cat?
Cats don't look like that.
Oh, cats don't look like that. Good morning, Mrs. Hen, said Danny. Can you give me something for my mother's birthday? Cluck, cluck, said the hen. Meow, said the hen.
No, cluck, cluck,
said the hen. Oh, I can give you a nice fresh... Okay, I can give you a nice fresh ham for your mother's birthday.
Egg!
Egg?
My egg.
Yes, egg. Thank you, said Danny, but she has an egg. Let's see what we can find then, said the hen. So Danny and the hen skipped along until they met a giraffe.
A goose.
Well, how do I know it's not a giraffe?
A giraffe has a long neck. Yeah.
But this goose looks like its neck is pretty long.
No, it's long. But
the giraffe's neck is longer, so that's how I can tell it's not a goose.
Really,
it's true, yes. The giraffe's neck is a lot longer, isn't it? Can you give me something for my mother's birthday? Beep, beep, said the goose.
No, do it even longer.
Do it even longer?
What
another animal says?
What in the world does the turtle
say? Turtle doesn't say anything that I know of.
What is a rabbit
say? I never heard a rabbit make a noise either.
An elephant
makes a noise, but I can't make it. They make kind of a trumpeting noise. Anyhow, the goose was going to give a pillow, and Danny didn't need one. So Danny and the head of the goose...
No, the goose was going to give a pillow.
Feathers for a pillow. All hopped along until they met an elephant.
Well, you did make the sound of
the goose. Honk, honk, said the goose. You mean? Yeah, we did that part. Good morning, Mrs. Elephant, said Danny.
Yeah, good.
Well, how do I know what's not an elephant?
Elephants are bigger, right, Mommy?
Right, elephants are bigger. And how else are elephants different?
They have bigger ears.
They have bigger ears. And what else?
They're wrinkly.
They're wrinkly. What else about elephants?
They're not that color and they don't have fur.
That's right. They have a heavy, thick skin, don't they? Mm-hmm. And anything else unusual about elephants?
Mm-hmm. They have a long tail.
They have a trunk. And they have a trunk. You know quite a lot about elephants. How do you know so much about elephants?
I've been somewhere.
Where have you been? Terrific. Anyhow, this goat says, should I make silly noises or not? Let's see, what should I make? Hiccup, hiccup, said the goat. I can give you... What does he really say? Said the goat. I can give you milk for making cheese. Thank you, said Danny, but she has some cheese. Let's see what we can find then, said the goat. So Danny and the hen and the goose and the goat all galloped along until they met. Terrific. I'd like a hug and kiss too.
Now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did your glasses, my glasses bump into your nose? No. I didn't do it deliberately, okay? I did it by accident. This is a funny way to read a story, isn't it? With everything wrong.
No, what's that?
What is that?
A baby sheep.
A lamb, a sheep. A lamb is a baby sheep, that's right.
A baby goat.
And that's a goat. A baby goat is called a kid.
A kid.
A kid? What do you call?
A kid.
Are you the same as a baby goat?
I'm called a kid.
You're called a kid. Well, how come you and a goat are both called a kid?
Come on, goat.
Good morning, Mrs. Rhinoceros. Said
no,
Danny.
A lamb.
It's a lamb? I thought it was a rhinoceros. I must be all mixed up. What's a rhinoceros?
A rhinoceros has horns.
It has a big horn, right.
Hey, a horn is a car.
Can you give me something for my mother's birthday? Bah, said the sheep. I can give you some wool to make a warm blanket for your mother's birthday. Are you tired of this story? Okay, let's read another story. You do or you don't? You are too big for this. You know when you used to like this book? When you were two, you used to love this book. You carried it everywhere with you.
Too big.
Yes. How old are you now? That's a long time
ago. I'm going to save it for my children.
Okay, you save it for when you
have... For an alcohol.
Okay. And we'll save it for when you have a child? And maybe your child will like to see the book that you used to love to read. Uh-huh. That will be a long... Yeah, it is. Well, let's not tear it worse. What does it say in the corner? You know what that says?
Laura Brain.
Well, right. Let's take this up, and I'll put it in the outgrown drawer and save it for you. That's a good idea. Kiki loves music.
That's really one of my oldest books.
Yes, it is one of your oldest books.
When did I get this
book? When you were about a year old. And the first
and this
you just,
is even falling off.
Yes, the binding, that's called. The back of the book, right there. Feel it. It's called the binding that holds it together.
This
and you know what? I read that to you. Every night you wouldn't go to sleep till I read you that story. Isn't that funny? Ooh, that's what we did for your special time. Every night.
Every night I used to have you.
No, every other. But the nights I gave it. You want to share or you want to hear the story? Okay. Should I turn the tape recorder off while I read the story? Ding dong, ding dong, rang the bells in the church steeple. Kiki sat up in bed. Ding dong, she answered. Her ding dong sounded a little squeaky, but Kiki didn't mind. She loved to sing. Do you know what a church steeple is? What is it? You have a carnival where people die, when people die? That's what a church steeple is? No, the church steeple, see, is the top of the church, that big, long, tall part.
You go to church to see if you have something.
Oh, that's a funeral. Yes, you go to church to say goodbye when somebody dies. But that's not really a carnival.
Nina goes there.
Yes, Nina goes to church every week. No, some people go to church not to say goodbye. Some people just go to church as their way of talking with God. But we don't do that.
But Rocky does.
Rocky does, and Nina does.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosemary.
What's God in the fucking
room? I don't know, because I've never seen God.
I think he's invisible.
Yes, he is invisible.
I wonder what it sounds like when we talk.
I don't know what it's like when he talks, because I don't know very much about God. Would you like to go and visit inside a church sometime? Very big room with places to sit, rows of seats to sit on so that people can listen to people talk. And it's not and there's music inside of a church, and in some churches and synagogues there are beautiful stained glass windows. There's art inside of a church. Where is God in the church? Well, God is inside of the people who think about him when they go in the church. The church is a special place for them to go and think about.
You mean God's inside people?
Well, there are some people who believe that. Yes. It's very confusing about God. I don't understand very well about God myself. About God? Yeah, I have trouble explaining it to you, Laura, because I don't know the answer.
Daddy probably does.
I don't think Daddy knows the answer about God either.
But maybe he knows some of it.
Maybe. What would you like to know, and maybe I can help you? Luck?
God.
Oh.
No, I'm saying that.
What?
Because what happens in every church your whole life world?
People meet together to talk and to sing and to celebrate thinking about God. But they can't really see him.
What is God?
He's not something that we can see. He's something that we can talk about and think about. But it's not something that we can put our hands on and touch and see.
But does he talk?
Well, I have never heard him talk.
He probably does talk.
Maybe.
Probably does talk. He's probably a person that says he's invisible.
It's possible that he's an invisible person. That's
maybe,
true.
Maybe he's invisible over here.
Maybe he could what?
Invisible. But even started walking with him.
Yes, the invisible things can move around, that's right.
Maybe he walked around.
That's right. Maybe he's right here in this room and we can't see him or feel him or smell him or hear him. Yeah, I'm not invisible, am I?
I can love you.
I could love you too.
I could kiss you. Maybe
for the
door. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we better.
No, we'll stop and talk about that. In a chat we'll talk about it.
Well, we can talk about it. I don't mind talking about it.
Do a chat.
You don't want to, or you do want to?
I want to chat after my book on the...
Yeah. Oh. Well, we're not going to listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Her ding-dong sounded a little squeaky, but Kiki didn't mind. She loved to sing. Just then, a little bird flew down onto the windowsill. Tweet, tweet, he sang. He was thanking Kiki for the crumbs she had left on the sill. Tweet, tweet. Kiki blew her whistle. The little bird didn't wait to hear her song. He flew away, but Kiki didn't mind. While she combed her hair, she remembered another way to make music. You like
music? By a comb.
By a comb, that's right. She put a piece of paper over her comb. Then she hummed through its teeth. She loved the tingling music, even though it made her shiver. Downstairs, the tea kettle was whistling. Kiki whistled too. Her whistle was as loud as a dozen tea kettles. At breakfast, Kiki used her spoon to tap a tune on the milk glass, on her plate, on the sugar bowl, and on the coffee pot. Each time she made a different up and down musical sound. Please, Kiki, not so much noise at the breakfast table, said Daddy. Kiki stopped. She couldn't understand why Daddy did not like her music. Why does her dad love that music? Huh?
Too loud.
Too loud, yeah. After breakfast, she decided to have a concert with Muffy, her cat. But Muffy didn't care about music either. Why does Muffy like that music?
I don't know.
I don't either. It must not be very good music.
Mm-hmm.
He ran away when Kiki tried to blow her horn and beat her drum at the same time. After her nap, Kiki still wanted music. She and playmates were having a fine concert. Boom, boom, screech, screech, toot, toot. It sounded wonderful to Kiki. Even the puppy sang. But when Daddy came home to put his hands over his ears, What a noise, he cried. It's time Kiki learns the difference between music and noise. She is big enough to learn to play real music. So the next day, Daddy and Kiki went to the music store. First, the man in the store showed Kiki a small violin. Squeak! Went the bow across the string. Not this one, said Kiki. Next, she tried a cello. It was too tall. You make a cello noise. The tuba was too big and too hard to blow. That's the tuba, right? The harp was beautiful, but it looked big too.
But I have a harp sometimes. I'm bigger than a harp is.
No, you're not bigger than a harp is. The harp is even bigger than I am. It's a very large instrument.
But I have
sometimes
it's bigger.
Perhaps. That's the one you're going to choose, is the harp? Well, I don't know. We have trouble finding you a teacher to help you learn how to play the harp, Laura. That's a very unusual instrument.
Maybe they have a harp, a good child harp.
Maybe they do have a good child harp. Then the music store man played Pop Goes the Weasel on the piano.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what it says. So she didn't think a piano was a bit too big. A piano was what she wanted most of all. Then they picked out a piano that was just the right size for Kiki. On the way home, Kiki and Daddy met the hurdy-gurdy man. Oh, Daddy, that would be fun to play too, Kiki said. A piano will be enough, said Daddy. Kiki's piano came in a big truck. She could hardly wait for the drivers to unpack it. She wanted to play the song. She banged on the keys. She tried sitting on the stool. She tried standing up to reach the pedals. but no tune came out, just noise. Next day, Miss Dingle came to teach Kiki how to play the piano. She showed her where to put her fingers on the keyboard and how to play notes. Kiki thought it was hard to use all her fingers. She wanted to use just one finger and play Pop Goes the Weasel. Finally, Mother said, "Kiki, let's have a surprise. If you will try to use all your fingers, I will teach you a song for a very special day that is coming soon." Kiki loved the idea of the surprise. Every day she practiced with all her fingers. Every day it was easier. Every day Kiki crossed off a day on the calendar, and every day the surprise was one day near her. At last the very special day came. That night when Daddy came home, Kiki played her surprise. Happy birthday, dear Daddy.
No.
Don't like my singing?
I don't want to sing. Now, Daddy, dip. And I'm getting